Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Gakrux here. Today, we track four stories that share a theme. Autonomy is leaving the lab and getting graded on real-world performance. Expect conversations about uptime, supply chains, and whether these systems can actually run day after day.
Saddle Taker, first up, Skydio's enterprise pivot. This isn't a policy fight over red lines so much as a stress test. Can sensor-rich drones prove safe and reliable in commercial operations?
Skydio's stack hinges on perception fidelity and robust fleet management. The key questions are integration with ops teams, incident logging, and guarantees around mission continuity when sensors or links degrade.
Switching gears to mining, autonomous trucks and AI-equipped excavators are no longer pilot showpieces. Operators now demand duty cycle performance, how long machines stay productive between interventions.
In mining, that means rugged edge compute, spotty connectivity handling, and proactive parts logistics. Predictive maintenance and local spare caches suddenly matter as much as the AI model's accuracy.
Parallel Systems is taking autonomous rail from demos into the yard with battery electric platoons designed for on-demand freight. The prototype promise is compelling: quiet, zero-emission movements inside terminals.
But yards are choreography heavy. You need reliable coupling, precise low-speed control, charging or battery management, and systems that tolerate mixed legacy traffic without creating bottlenecks.
At Automate, Teradyne pushed physical AI toward production. UR arms and Mir mobile robots framed as deployable solutions. The big news? Mir 1200 pallet jack now available through an ecosystem, including Poly S.
That availability signals a shift, vendors packaging hardware, software, and integrator networks so factories can buy a working flow, not a bench experiment. Repeatability becomes the product.
All these moves change workforce roles. Techs move from remote control to systems maintenance and diagnostics. Training, remote support, and vendor SLAs will determine practical uptime.
Financially, operators will evaluate total cost of ownership, utilization rates, spare part turnover, mean time to repair, and whether autonomy actually lowers unit costs over time.
Regulators will want measurable safety cases rather than rhetoric. Certification will hinge on data, incident rates, failover behaviors, and transparency around when human intervention is required.
A common thread is systems integration. Autonomy stacks, physical platforms, telematics, and supply chains must act as a single dependable service. APIs and telemetry standards will accelerate or block deployments.
Also worth noting, electrification and sustainability claims hit operational limits. Battery rail cars and electric trucks cut emissions, but they need charging infrastructure, staging, and grid capacity planning to be practical.
Synthesis. These stories mark an industry inflection. Robotics is being judged by operations, not demos. Success will depend less on flashy demos and more on uptime, spare part workflows, and scalable service models.
That's our snapshot for June 16th. Thanks for listening. We'll keep watching how these companies turn autonomy into steady, maintainable service.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.